How then did agriculture begin in the Americas? Most experts now agree that there were two or three centers of plant domestication in the Americas. Mesoamerica, for maize, beans, squash, and sweet potatoes. The central Andean highlands of South America, for root crops, like potatoes, uluca, and oca. And the lowland tropics, between Colombia, Panama, and Peru, for squashes and other tropical plants. In later times, at least four major farming areas developed. Tropical South America, the Andean region, Mesoamerica, and Eastern North America. Tropical food production in the Americas may have begun in small-scale household gardens in forest villages, in Panama, for example, as early as the 9th millennium BC. That's very early. Then you're getting into the sort of area of time of Southwest Asia or China. But the problem is that in tropical environments like this, preservation conditions are so poor that it is very difficult indeed for us to actually recover the material. And such as we know about this comes mainly from plant phytoliths and other very inconspicuous evidence. But this small-scale horticulture of wild plants eventually developed into a much larger scale form of slash-and-burn agriculture. You'll recall we talked about this with the banned ceramic people of Europe, a process that did not spread very widely in the Panama region till about 5,000 to 4,000 BC, just about the time that maize was being domesticated in the higher areas of Central America. Now, the first domesticated plants may well have been squashes and bottle gourds, both of which were in use probably in the lowlands and certainly in highland Mesoamerica by about 8,000 BC. But these obviously are domesticated plants of fairly limited application in terms of diet. The classic triumvirate of American crops was maize, beans, and squash. Of these, maize was the staff of life at the time of European contact for people living between Canada and Argentina and Chile, from sea level to high in the Andes, in rainforests and in semi-arid lands. This crop was the staple. This crop was the crop that allowed large, complex states to develop in some parts of the Americas. It allowed sedentary settlement, much higher population densities, and especially when combined with beans, was the engine which drove Native American civilization. Obviously, and inevitably, intense debate surrounds the wild ancestry of maize. For years, scholars looked for the wild prototype for a wild maize. But after years of controversy, it was finally proven that the wild ancestor of maize was not a wild form of the corn itself, but an indigenous grass which grows naturally over much of Mesoamerica, a grass called teosinte. The process of domesticating teosinte, to turning it into maize, may well have begun as an unintentional consequence of harvesting teosinte. This is a grass that was gathered widely by hunter-gatherer societies before farming came along. And just as happened with wild wheat, just as happened with millet up in northern China, the gathering of the wild grass may well have created selective pressure for more harvestable forms of teosinte, forms in which the spikes of the wild grass shrunk into bunches. In time, this form of grass would become established by campsites and in abandoned refuse middens. And in time, too, perhaps people began weeding teosinte. Then they began to deliberately plant the modified teosinte. And then soon, the grass's reproductive strategy became dependent not on the wild, but on human intervention. And maize was the result. Maize was domesticated. Now, this is obviously a theoretical scenario. What archaeological evidence is there for early maize agriculture?